The NPP says it will formulate a national assets protection policy to oversee the completion of ongoing projects following a change of government. According to the chairman of the structural committee of the party, Joe Gati, the NPP, when voted into power, will totally change Ghana's infrastructural policies. The focus will be on four thematic areas: aviation, affordable housing, ports and harbours, and water. At a news conference in Accra to throw more light on the policies, Mr. Gati said the current national infrastructure is colonial in nature and does not speak well of a developing country like Ghana. He said the NPP will close all the basic gaps and bottlenecks in the country's road networks to address flooding and improve vehicular movement. Eradna Paha reports.
The opposition MPP launched its manifesto about 2 weeks ago, outlining a number of programs and interventions the party intends to execute when given the mandate to govern the country. At a news conference in Accra, the infrastructure committee of the party, chaired by the MP for Sekendi, Joe Gati, explained what the MPP's plans are with regard to infrastructure.
We'll embark on a sustainable integrated infrastructure development program. This program will address infrastructure that's of the modern road network, affordable housing, water systems, aviation, ports and harbors, railways and ICT. We are convinced that this program will create jobs and bring prosperity. Through questionable soul sourcing has characterized Ghana's infrastructure development in the last few years. Given the resources at the disposal of the government for the past 8 years, Ghanaians have not seen the quantum of infrastructure development that has to have taken place. The NPP's integrated infrastructure development program shall have the following key elements: a national asset protection project, an interconnected railway, ports and harbour systems, an aviation hub, a water for all program, flood coastline and coastline protection, mainstreaming ICT, affordable housing for all. Under the National Asset Protection Project, a comprehensive audit of all uncompleted government projects throughout the country will be undertaken. A special purpose asset securitization vehicle shall be established to hold these assets and leverage them to raise funds for their completion.
He also touched on other areas to receive utmost attention.
The next project we'll have under an integrated program is an interconnected road, railways, ports and harbour systems and aviation. The lack of a modern, integrated and well-established transport infrastructure of roads, railways, ports and harbours and aviation perhaps is one of the weakest links in our development. The existing transport infrastructure is wholly inadequate. We will integrate Ghana's transportation infrastructure. This will make the movement of goods and people more efficient and effective. We shall tar all the cities and district capitals and progressively tar all the major towns in Ghana. We must end this nightmare of traffic congestion, which has engulfed our cities and some of our highways.
Mr. Gati said there will be a complete overhaul of the railway sector in order to make Ghana a railway hub in the sub-region.
Eradna Paha reporting.